You've briefly made a distinction between judging a film by its artistic merit or judging it in terms of its larger social context. How would you define artistic merit?
Well, geez, I mean, you start off with the task with the tough question. I think any artwork has a variety of contexts in which it can be looked at, and a variety of qualities. I think it's very tricky to talk about definitions of art. Some people will try and define art in terms of kind of qualities that it fulfills. Other people will have more institutional definitions of it.
Are there different ways audiences and critics define artistic merit?
Yeah, I think there are as many different ways to define merit as there are people to do the defining. And they shift over time. And, I think all of us bring different criteria to bear in different circumstances on different films.
Yep. And do you think we can really divorce merit from that larger social context of politics and identity?
Well, no, of course not. There are a variety of qualities that any artwork has that make it interesting. Sometimes it has kind of qualities that make it interesting because of a kind of formal innovation, for instance. Sometimes it has qualities that make it interesting because of what it has to say about its social moment.
Yeah.
These are, as I said before, there are many different criteria on which all of us judge artworks that we come into contact with.
Okay. I understand that many film critics are very vocal in pushing for more representation of women and minorities, not just in Hollywood, but in film criticism itself. Could this surpass fairness and become an issue of trying to fill a quota?
Well, I think it's very difficult to institute and enforce quotas for things like this. That's not the way commercial filmmaking, at the very least, works. I mean, I think what we are seeing, though, is a kind of like a growth of institution of pressure within institutions for a wider range of representation, a wider range of people to be given voice to represent things.
Yep.
And at the moment, that seems to be a more effective strategy than lobbying for quotas.
You mentioned that the entry bar for film criticism is lowering with the number of film critics increasing on the internet. What do you think the industry of film criticism needs to do to combat this and works towards reviews that do focus more on artistic merit?
Yeah, well, this is an excellent question. I'm not sure I have an excellent answer for it. On one hand, there are, I guess, advantages to the bars to entry being lowered. We see this all the time in people talking about the democratization that flows from the internet. I guess the other side of that coin is the loss or the diminution of a kind of authoritative voices. With kind of bars to entry comes the idea that a person needs to have a certain kind of expertise, demonstrated expertise, to make their voice worth listening to.
Yep.
Now, why don't you give me having got that out of the way, give me the question again. I don't think I answered the second part of your question.
Work towards reviews that do focus on artistic merit.
Well, I think there's, I think there's a lot of criticism that comes out of kind of film societies and film aficionados that is kind of based on a kind of an enthusiasm for new types of filmmaking, There's journals like Senses of Cinema in Melbourne. I just picked up a copy of Fireflies the other day. I mean, this is largely kind of criticism where young people who increasingly have studied film at university are kind of giving voice to their ideas. So I think there's a lot of material there. I think the question is how to bring it to people's attention in a more efficient manner.